It's Morning Edition from NHPR. All eyes are now on the New Hampshire primary, and some local elementary school teachers are trying to explain this process to students without getting caught up in partisan politics. This year, they have help from a new social studies curriculum designed by the New Hampshire Historical Society. NHPR's Sarah Gibson brings us to a fourth grade class at Deerfield Community School that's trying it out.
20, 21, 22.
Nine-year-old Allison Carlson is counting the days Tulsi Gabbard has campaigned in New Hampshire this past month. Allison says Gabbard is really getting out there.
Like, she wants to get more people to vote for her, so it's more of a chance for her to become president.
This whole notion of campaigning is pretty new to Allison and most of her classmates. They were in kindergarten the last time this happened, and they just started the primary lesson a few days ago. To review the basics, teacher Sue Laskowski gathers her class in a circle and asks them to imagine their candidates trying to woo voters.
What do you do to let the voters know, the people that might want to vote for you? What do? To let them know what your ideas are.
You can do retail politics.
Yes, yeah, retail politics.
Tell me a little bit more about retail politics. Let's start with Joe.
Joe Carroll, Freckles, Spider-Man sweatshirt.
Retail politics, it's where candidates actually go and meet people in person.
Kaylee Griffin, glasses, t-shirt with a sloth, says it's about asking candidates the hard questions.
The people who ask them questions are trying to see if they're actually lying or not.
Oh.
Another chimes in, says voters here strain the information for the rest of the country.
Okay, I like how you said strain the information. We're kind of like finding out what they believe in and what their plans are if they become president. So we have a pretty big job here in New Hampshire, right?
New Hampshire politicos place a lot of weight on that big job, and they're working hard to protect it. But until now, teachers didn't have much material to help them explain all of this. The new curriculum, called Moose on the Loose, is geared towards fourth grade, because that's when public school students study New Hampshire. Elizabeth DeBrule of the New Hampshire Historical Society helped develop it.
We really felt kids should know about what is the New Hampshire primary, why it's important, what is unique about it. What does New Hampshire contribute that other states don't?
DeBrule says teachers are nervous to teach anything that could get partisan. In past years, mock elections have led to bullying and hurt feelings. So the lesson plans focus less on candidates and more on the history and cherished traditions of the primary.
That table is full now. Go to that table grouping.
One obvious political tradition to explore in class, the New Hampshire Diner. Armed with rulers, markers, and maps of the state, the students fan out in pairs to choose three diners they would visit if they were campaigning.
So there's Concord, right there. Manchester.
The Puritan backroom gets a lot of play.
It's really big.
We chose back room in Manchester because it's really big and you can talk to a lot of people.
Joe and his partner now have to measure the distance between their diners in Manchester and Concord and convert that distance from inches to miles. This math component is intentional. Social studies gets far less time in schools than it used to, in part because students don't get tested on it. So the logic goes, the more this curriculum incorporates tested subjects like math and language arts, the more teachers will use it. And teacher Sue Laskowski says rolling it out in a primary year makes it more exciting.
It's very cool that we can do it in real time.
Laskowski says students are engaged, in part because they see campaign ads every day on TV. Now they have a way to place this in context. And the gears are turning. A couple days ago, students came up with this idea that college campuses would be a great place to do retail politics.
And I said, yeah, that would be a great place to go because they're new voters and you guys will be new voters in two more elections. And they were like, what? You know?
And at the end of this primary unit, Laskowski plans to raise a big, controversial question. Is it fair that New Hampshire gets to vote first? She says she personally believes it is. But in her classroom, it's up to the students to decide. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.